He had already been baptized, and he had already gathered 6 disciples. And yet, by the wedding in Cana, his time had still not come. And his patient mother, waiting all of these years, had grown weary. She lets out the melancholy observation, asking for nothing, but simply stating, "They have no wine." It is a sad little song of self-pity that she sings. "They have no wine, I'm so sad. Life's so dreary, there is no joy." And for this, she is rebuked. "O woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Hers is to be a life of faith. She is to believe, to trust that he is God come to save her, that he is good, and that life is worth living, even when it seems as though it isn't. And even though this is a serious rebuke, because the rebukes of our Lord always are serious, notice that she comes nonetheless in faith, with doubts, with worries, with disappointment and frustration, but nonetheless knowing to whom she must turn for help. And so it is that the Christian on this side of glory still needs the law, that the old man would be crushed and ground down, but the new man might be raised up by the power of the gospel. And this rebuke is for her good. She does repent. She does believe. She remembers that with him all things are possible. And she knows that whether they have wine or not does not matter, because he is God. He is come to save her, and that is what matters. Do what Jesus tells you is always good advice. Here, it is clearly also a confession of faith. And so it is that our Lord relents. He makes glad the hearts of men. He brings forth order from chaos, joy from sadness, hope from dejection, wine from water, and believers from unbelievers. He is the Creator, present in his creation, reordering it, recreating it, restoring it, and redeeming it. And his disciples believed in him. But what of us? How many melancholy prayers have we offered? How often have we complained against God that we were not better off according to our own wisdom and standards? How often have we let ourselves into the gloom of covetous depression, that sickly jealousy that leaves us dissatisfied with what we have? How have we moaned out the lament against God as though he was ignorant of what was happening to us and said, in effect, "They have no wine"? Repent and know that he is good. His hour is the time when the sun went dark and the earth shook and the dead rose, when they drove nails into his hands and feet and finally a spear pierced his side. His hour is the hour when he died the death of Adam and us all, that Adam and we might live. He overcame that hour. He rose from that death. He lives. And he gives from that life joy and gladness to the hearts of men. He will answer your prayers. He will even answer the prayers that you fail to pray, because he and the Holy Spirit pray for you. He knows what you need. He knows your heart's desire. And he knows with a father's wisdom what is best. And he will teach you, O Christian, as he taught his mother through the cross, to have joy in sadness, triumph in defeat, and even life in death. In your own crosses, your own suffering, your own frustrations, your own miserable circumstances, obstacles, and setbacks, you will learn to come to his cross. You will learn that he is your only joy, your only hope and satisfaction, your only need. And there, in him, in his holy wounds, in his perfect obedience in life, in his promise to be your God, there you will be content. He is still present in his creation, in the flesh of Mary. He is still with us always as a man, and his hour is delivered unto us in the cup which we bless. For there the fruits of his hour on the cross, the redemption of man, the blood that he shed is poured forth to cleanse the dirty hearts of men, to remove sadness, despair, depression, and pain, and make them glad once again. The cup of wrath has turned to the cup of joy. And this, too, is a wedding banquet. And at this wedding, you are the bride, undefiled, chaste, perfect, beloved, and of his own choosing. Here, in this cup of joy, you are united to him in a holy communion that no man can sever. All good things in this marriage are given to you, and all that is yours, right down to his blessed name. Thanks be to God. He does not fail. We have wine. In Jesus' name, amen.